Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications for Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. And joining me today is Dr. Jonathan Wells. Jonathan is a scientist with a PhD in biology from University of California, Berkeley, and is the author of two important books about evolution. The first was the groundbreaking book, Icons of Evolution, Why Much of What We Teach About Evolution is Wrong. And his latest book is the brand new Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, which is actually a pretty hot seller at Amazon.com right now. I was even near the top 100 books there for a while, I understand. And it is available in bookstores nationwide. Welcome, Jonathan. Thanks for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rob.
I wanted to talk with you today a little bit about one of the biggest icons in evolution, namely Haeckel's embryos. Why is it that textbooks still use drawings of similarities in vertebrate embryos as evidence for their common ancestry, even though biologists have known for over a century that vertebrate embryos are not similar in their earlier first stages, and that the drawings were faked? They've known this for years and years and years, and yet the drawings are continually pointed to as some sort of proof for evolution.
Well, why that's done is probably, your guess is probably as good as mine, but the truth is these embryos, the vertebrate embryos, we're vertebrates ourselves. Vertebrates are animals with backbones. For Darwin, the alleged similarity of early vertebrate embryos was by far the strongest single class of facts in favor of his theory that we evolved from lower forms of life. Supposedly, we look like fish as early embryos. But as you said, drawings made during Darwin's lifetime to illustrate this were actually faked. Early vertebrate embryos really look very different from each other. Then they approach a stage midway through development where they have some similarities, although the similarities are nowhere near as big as Haeckel made them out to be. And then they get very different again. So this pattern of initial difference, midway similarity, later difference, is not the pattern Darwin thought was there, and in fact provides no evidence for Darwin's theory. And yet these faked drawings are still in the textbooks, and I think it's because, quite honestly, there isn't much evidence for Darwin's theory. And so that's why textbook writers keep coming back to these faked drawings to convince students that the theory is true.
And the fake drawings you're referring to are by Ernst Haeckel, the biologist.
He's a German Darwinist who was contemporary with Darwin, and he made these drawings. He made other drawings of interest, too, like a tree with an African man perched on a branch along with several monkeys to illustrate that Africans were a more primitive form of life than white Europeans.
Wow.
So Haeckel did a lot to illustrate Darwin's theory. The embryos were just one example.
Right. And the embryo drawings, I understand, are still being used, even though we hear often that, you know, Darwinists will say, oh, no, these aren't used anymore. They haven't been in the textbooks for a long time. And yet, I understand that the truth is they actually are still being used.
Yes, they are. In fact, in 2000, Harvard evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould called the drawings fraudulent and said, and this is a quote, "We do, I think, have the right to be both astonished and ashamed by the century of mindless recycling that has led to the persistence of these drawings in a large number, if not a majority, of modern textbooks."
Wow.
And I've seen them in textbooks even more recently than that, with 2004 copyright dates.
Wow. And these drawings, are there textbooks, are there teachers, scientists out there who are getting away from using them? Have they admitted, you know, are people starting to admit, yeah, that's not something we should be using as proof for evolution?
Well, a few scientists admit that the drawings are faked, or at least flawed.
Right.
But other Darwinists are defending them. For example, Eugenie Scott of the militantly pro-Darwin National Center for Science Education said that, using her word here, Haeckel may have fudged his drawings somewhat. and she defends them still because she says the basic point that's being illustrated by those drawings is still accurate. As I said a minute ago, though, it's not. Early vertebrate embryos are very different from each other.
Right. But in her mind, it's okay to use faked drawings. Since she doesn't have anything else to use to prop up Darwin's theory, she's going to rely on things like this. And that's really what's kind of astonishing, is that it's still in the textbooks.
Well, I'm sure Eugenie Scott would say she does have other evidence to defend Darwinism, but I would argue in each case that the evidence is flawed, either because it's exaggerated or actually faked.
Right. And that's what you argued in your earlier book, Icons of Evolution, where you talked about a number of these icons that really don't prove evolution the way that they are often said to.
Yes, and an important point here is it's not really evolution that's the problem here. It's Darwinism.
Mm-hmm.
Evolution can mean lots of things. For example, it can mean changes within existing species. Well, that's not controversial. People were seeing those for thousands of years before Darwin came along. Darwinism, though, goes much further. It says that all living things are descended from a common ancestor by unguided natural processes such as random mutation and survival of the fittest. That is Darwinism, and that's the problem. Evidence for changes within existing species, we have abundance
right.
of evidence for that. Antibiotic resistance in bacteria, changes in the beaks of finches on the Galapagos Islands, but the origin of species and the origin of new biological forms has never been fully explained or even close to being explained by Darwinian mechanisms.
Wow. Well, Jonathan, I want to thank you for your time today and for being with us. We do appreciate your insight on these issues.
Happy to be here, Rob.
If you are interested in answers to questions like this one about vertebrate embryos and Haeckel's drawings, you can find a list of 10 questions for your biology teacher on the webpage for Jonathan's new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, which is at www.darwinismandid.com. That's darwinismandid.com. And if you have a question for Jonathan, send it to us here at ID the Future. You can email it to info@idthefuture.com. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.